Good afternoon. Arctic high pressure is in control again across interior New York and New England, bringing plenty of winter sunshine, but it will do little to help warm things up. In fact, many locations across the higher terrain will struggle to get much above zero today, while valley locations will top out in the teens. Most other places will be in between 5 and 15 degrees for afternoon highs. A bit of a breeze from time to time, but the wind will not be as strong as yesterday, so while there will be a wind chill that will push temperatures down just a touch, it will not be as brutally cold as it's been over the last 24 hours. Still, below normal temperatures through the day today. With clear skies and light winds tonight, temperatures will be bitter cold as readings drop back between 0 and 10 below in most valley locations, while going down to as low as 20 below across the mountains. This will set us up for a dry, cold start to the day on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and it'll be another sunny day with high pressure in control and a bit more of a rebound. With some high clouds streaming in late in the day, high temperatures will be in the lower 20s. A weak disturbance will pivot through the Midwest and Great Lakes and in our direction by Monday night and into the day on Tuesday. This system is relatively moisture-starved. Still, we'll have a round of clouds and scattered snow showers around through the day on Tuesday that could coat the ground in some places up to an inch or two as highs reach into the lower 30s. A developing low-pressure center along the East Coast will keep the chance of snow showers in the forecast into the day on Wednesday with highs around 30 degrees. Behind this system will dry out with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with highs into the upper 20s. At this point, it looks like a developing storm out over the Rockies will sink colder air into the middle of the country, and in contrast to that, push milder air up our way. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a snow shower possible as that milder air flows in on Friday with highs in the 30s, and this will leave us with partly sunny skies with the risk of a rain or snow shower Saturday as temperatures reach up into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system drifting across Wisconsin late this afternoon through tomorrow night will produce a widespread 4 to 6-inch snowfall across much of the central and northeastern part of the state. Winter weather advisories have been issued for most of Wisconsin. Meanwhile, southeast winds ahead of this low will cause a heavy lake effect snow band along Lake Michigan with amounts of a foot or more possible. Winter storm warnings are out for the counties that border Lake Michigan. Behind the low, a trailing cold front will usher in another shot of Arctic air to the northern plains and Midwest. Wind chill values will be as low as 25 to 40 below zero in many locations, and wind chill advisories and warnings have been issued beginning tonight. The extent of the cold will reach all the way into the deep south, where freeze warnings have been issued for the north-central portions of Florida. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Lake Forest, California, to a low of 32 below zero at Hibbing, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, Boston sunny in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle teens. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 66 set in 1932, and the record low 24 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:46 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, but cold today with highs near 5 to 10 above, but getting into the teens closer to Glens Falls. Mostly clear, very cold tonight, 5 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower teens. Mostly clear tonight, 5 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-teens. Mostly clear tonight with lows near zero. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny but cold today with highs in the mid-teens. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny. Increasing clouds late in the day, lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers Tuesday, lower 30s. Chance of a snow shower Wednesday, near 30. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, a snow shower possible Friday in the lower 30s, and partly sunny with a rain or snow shower Saturday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.